on the one priya, we can make a little speech there from our thought and possible GBC who came back from Mayapur in 78 and gave a lecture and introduced himself and everything, and what they concluded at the Mayapur GBC meetings, Gopur Nim 78. An alternative reality here. And I just sat here and kind of imagined how that could be. How that could have sounded. And what I imagined then made, as I imagined it, it's more and more clear and clean sense. But here we are. Srila Prabhupada is our guru. We are all beginners. Boys and girls, girls and boys, and big, we're all a family. And yes, some of you are new, just came in the door. Some of us have been around for 7 years, 10 years. But we're all beginners, and now Srila Prabhupada has left us, and but we have him here in his teachings, in his books, so we maintain and protect and print and distribute those books and read them and learn from them. This is what he wanted. And help each other to understand, somehow learn from him, and can share that valuable experience. And some they learn from his books, which also is from him. So that way we help each other, and we are family and ladies and gentlemen, and support each other and so on. Some are good at this. Some learn that from Prabhupada. You can share that. And you are now beginners, complete beginners. In 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, you will be. Wise. Good at something with your own field expertise that you can share, and your own experiences and realizations. So this way, this tradition continues, and it's part of a tree. The Gaudiya Mission tree had 64 branches when it was founded. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and then ISKCON is another branch. And these branches, they can grow naturally more and more. From each branch, smaller branches grow. Meaning that we may see things a little differently and be inclined a little differently in this mission. And there may be a little different interpretations of this and that. So, or simply tribes here and there. Groups of devotees who are like-minded and like it together, and they do it their way. And it's not a monolith, it's a tree. That's how reality is. That's how the Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition is. And I would say all, these wisdom traditions, it's organic. Not a pyramid. Something along that line.